Hello,
ready for
Craig.
My oatmeal.
It's Craig time.
Craig, you sound like garbage.
How recording?
Craig responds, fuck you.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
I finally made someone laugh.
It would be even better if it was just text-to-speech kind of voice.
Fuck yeah, you, bitch.
The most deadpan voice ever.
Just fuck you, bitch. No, you. Anyways. Let's actually start to
started already having fun. Let's go.
Yes, boy. Yeah, I'm guessing our streaming has woken you up a bit, hasn't it, Abby?
What episode
is this?
It's
9 a.m. I'm fine usually.
What episode is this again?
Episode 6. I made a special fucking voice chat for us to record in, but hey all, Don here. And welcome to the 6th episode of OceanCast. I'm joined by our co-host, Addy.
Yeah, let's go!
Okay, you can't just start it off the podcast. You can't start off the podcast with getting canceled. You can't start off the podcast with getting canceled, Addy. What the fuck? Anyways, we're also here with Abby, who is not... We'll give Abby a second to breathe. Fucking Christ. We're here with Abby too, who is honestly, you're just one of the co-hosts now and the editor.
Hey, I'm official co-host. I have to babysit two kids in the middle.
I just keep forgetting you're older than us.
I'm not a child, don't patronize me.
I'm the co-host, editor, and the babysitter.
I'm not a child, don't patronize me. I will violently murder you and break
your
spine.
Addy, say that.
Like, if that means you get to come over and, you know, say hi, like, at least.
Addy, say that in the emo voice.
Okay, what did I just say? I completely forgot.
I'm not a child, don't patronize me, and something about breaking the lungs or something.
Okay, hold on. First, I'm going to disconnect this dumb mini thing. There we go. Anyway. I'm going to hate this so much. I'm not a child, don't patronize me. I'm going to break your spine.
Anyway.
Don't patronize me.
Bit. Anyways. I just wanted
I
to add that.
I deserve as much respect as you. In fact, maybe even more. Because I am a social justice.
Don't make me get coffee.
I'll go get my oatmeal. I'll be right back.
They've had enough.
Anyway, so I guess Abby's now part of this, which means we have a new member of the.
Okay. No, Addy. Abby, please edit that out when you get back. I got 4. Oh God, Jaden replied to the fucking tweet. You're gonna have to explain that to Jaden. Anyways.
So many people responded. No, why can you? Why is it deleted? No.
Before we both get murdered.
Why
anyway.
What happened?
I tweeted about. Okay, so the reason they said, "Yeah, that's, Addy, I will fucking drop kick you."
I try anyway. Me. Okay, let me tell you. Before this started, I was feeling like garbage because I barely slept.
What?
Okay, so Abby, when you edit this, just completely delete Addy's audio. Just completely delete the audio. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I'll work it out.
Please.
I'm kidding. You went baby mode. Hey y'all, Don here. Welcome to the 6th official episode of OceanCast. We're here with our co-host, Addy.
Yeah, let's go, murder.
And our other co-host and editor, Abby.
Hey.
They are very.
Are you happy? This time I said murder, not.
Are you. Abby, please censor that.
10 million and
I don't think just mentioning the KKK is enough to be canceled. I'm pretty sure you have to, like,
no,
actually...
No, but I don't think Anchor's gonna like that.
Fine, then Abby, just add some dumb bleep or something.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's a good one. I got this. Don't worry.
No. Just delete Ali's audio completely. Get rid of the audio file for them.
I will not be censored. I will destroy you. I will murder everyone on the planet if you even dare try.
Thank you.
I will murder everyone you love and burn all your belongings. I will make sure you suffer for your last seconds on Earth.
Kinky.
What if we're into that?
I think we killed Addy. Anyway.
Yeah.
I
just committed murder, actually. That's why. Yes.
This is very hard to plan because we all three have different time zones. I'm in Pacific Standard Time Zone. I think Addy's like, wasn't it like City Standard Time or whatever? I forget. And fucking Abby's all the way in the Philippines. So for me, it's 6 p.m. For Abby, it's 10 p.m. And for Abby, it's tomorrow. Oh, fucking 9. I think 9 a.m. Yeah.
9.
Because for us,
time traveler. Time traveler, arrested for crimes against the universe.
If you're a few hours ahead, why didn't you guys? If you guys are a few hours ahead, why didn't you guys warn us about, like, 9/11 and shit?
Yeah.
You could have stopped.
I do not have the means to communication.
Yeah, but why didn't your ancient monk ancestors tell us?
Fucking Christ!
Monk.
Monke. Reject humanity, return to monke.
Yeah.
Come on, monke.
Monke. This is all. I haven't even opened the subjects list yet. That's how fucking off topic this already is.
It's all right. That's the spirit of ArsonCast. Everything gets chaotic. I talk about murder for 5 hours. You try to shut me up. It doesn't work. I threaten to kill you. You're suddenly scared of me, and the episode ends.
And then after 10 hours, I finally say the first subject, and we don't talk about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of the first subject, Bo Burnham, his new special Inside won 3 Emmys and was nominated for 6.
Very cool.
First of all, shows how good he is at making shit.
Yeah, and like, he did that in a year on his own in just one little room. Like, if I was left alone in my room for a year, which I happen, I would create basically nothing, which is basically what I've already done. So yeah.
I think I actually I fucking was working on projects and then I stopped because I was trapped in a room for a year. I unironically listen to Welcome to the Internet on a daily basis. That is not a joke. It's in my playlist.
I don't, but I listened to it today, actually. So that's a fun coincidence.
It's fun when it goes from a sad song to, like, not sad by Bo Burnham. Like, an actual, like, sad song in my playlist to a fucking Bo Burnham song. What was the stop with the beeps?
I'm
Morse code.
I'm communicating in Morse code.
I learn Morse.
It's a deadline. Oh, God, they're dead.
I died. Nah, you can't kill me. You set me on fire, I'll just drop to the ground.
Can't kill me if I'm already dead.
The only reason I'm still alive.
Look, famous last words from Ali. You can't kill me if I'm already dead.
Yeah, you can't kill me if I'm already dead.
And
but also, you literally
get shot.
Yeah, but you literally
can't kill me.
No, seriously, if you try and kill me, I will rise back from the dead and murder you instead.
The only reason I'm still alive is because God and Shane are so scared of me that they leave me to spread chaos.
Donald, to be honest, no one is scared of you. Anyone could easily murder you.
Yeah, maybe but I will orphans. Burn down heaven.
Maybe that's why you target orphans, because they're like the only thing you can actually beat.
I'll burn down heaven and I'll bring water to hell. I'll fucking...
What if it's like those personalized hells where like everyone has their own hell? Huh? What about them?
Ooh. How do we get into this conversation?
You can't use water because it'd be your own personalized hell unless you're afraid of drowning or something.
Anyways, that's
that would just make the water ineffective. Never mind. Unless you're afraid of fire.
What if you die in hell? Where do you go?
You go to
hell 2.0. VIP.
No, VIP hell for people who die twice. Like
hell,
electric
boogaloo.
Double dead. You know, it's like what you call it, like double cooked or whatever. You know.
Fried. If hell is real, Satan is really stupid because he should like capitalize on how many people just want to check the place out. He should like just make an amusement park out of hell that people pay.
That's why we have a hotel down there.
You can get a free trial of hell. It's called Arizona.
Yeah, but imagine if Satan just sold tickets to hell and you can go see people get tortured violently.
In Arizona, I'll click Phoenix. It's 32 Celsius right now, and that's on a good day.
It's currently 21 Celsius for me.
It's 16 Celsius for me. It's finally cold for us. Everyone here was like, "Bro, I'm fucking freezing," and I'm out here in a t-shirt. Like, bro, what do you mean?
Yeah, it's
really hot here right now.
Barely affects me.
How hot is it there right now?
What?
You know, it's mostly because we're in the tropics, but, you know, the temperature reading's wrong, usually.
I'm just going to search.
I just keep looking at Craig, thinking, man, I want to murder that.
Did you just call him Craig?
What even is Craig? No, I said Craig, nerd.
Craig, I just searched up and was looking around seeing if there's any recording bots for Discord because it's just easier to use a bot to record, especially because now it records everyone individually. So, Avi, it's gonna be a lot easier for you to get rid of Ali's chaos if they get too loud.
You can't get rid of my chaos. If you try, I will violently murder you. Then use your corpses to summon Satan for the almighty day of destruction and the ultimate unity of hell on earth.
Pog.
What do you mean, Pog?
Poggers.
How is it Pog to be violently murdered?
I'm a
I actually like setting off just, you know, like a vivid description of our doom. I just reply with Pog, and then we just set him off on another junction.
I'll be careful to never kill you. I'm just going to make you suffer for all eternity as much as I can.
I wonder what happens if I
slash your Achilles tendons and then make you walk on nails.
I wonder what happens if I click the download link while we're recording.
Oh, no.
Don't even try. That's a bad idea.
I'm downloading it. It's not stopping me. What's it gonna do?
Why would you do this?
Oh, wait. It literally says you can audio can be downloaded even while I'm still recording. That's lame. You're gonna ban him from the server, aren't you? I'm gonna take away your admin.
I had admin?
Not anymore.
I had no clue I had admin. Anyway,
I gave everyone head arsonist role.
But I will violently burn him alive and then have rats eat him.
If I randomly disconnect from the fucking calls, because my phone's at 6%.
I'm just ready to receive a reply from Craig.
It won't send you a message, it sends me a message since I started the recording.
No, yeah, but imagine, I'm insulting him, telling him I'm gonna murder him so much, I'm ready to just hear his dumb robotic voice.
I like how no one knows anything about Craig.
Yeah. He's just gonna be like,
God damn it, you got the robot voice, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I got the robot voice because I can do this. Craig is just gonna be like, you.
I thought your fucking Wi-Fi was
going. Instead, I know who Duolingo is. Get ready to die.
Now I thought your Wi-Fi was dying when your voice went like that. I was like, oh, fuck, no. Not the time.
Like, that. I was like, hold
up. I just have the ability to go robot. Look, I'm Craig now. I am a stupid dum-dum, and I should be murdered alive. Wait, how does that even work?
how do you murder a robot alive?
Technically, all murdering is murdering alive because they're only dead after the murder.
Yeah, how do you murder something alive? What?
You'll be murdered alive. Wait a second.
How do you murder something dead? I will murder you dead.
I make fun of me and I will summon Satan and destroy everything. I'll fill every single thing in the world with giant.
Do you have a Satan voice changer? Do you have a Satan voice changer, please?
No, but I do have this. I mean, I need it so evilly.
Oh, fucking.
Someone... I want to see if the reverb on voice me. Okay, hear me out. Oh, wait, give me a sec.
Oh, that was incredible.
Your mic just died.
I just went instantly summoning a Satan voice. I'm in a radio voice, apparently.
No, you just sound like you're doing this to your mic.
Reverb. This should work.
There is no reverb. I don't hear any. Hey, it just sounds exactly the same. Oh, yeah. Have fun with that audio clip, Avi.
Ow.
Yeah, you're probably gonna just.
My voice is already pretty high pitched sometimes, but now I have the power to do
this, which is incredible.
Oh my god. Anyways.
Anyways,
before my phone dies, can we get. Wait, before my phone dies, can we get to the subjects, please? For the love of God. I kind of hope my phone dies at the end of the recording. I'm just like, anybody, bye, God. And my phone just fucking dies.
Perfectly cut outros.
Okay.
I'm at 12. I'm halfway there.
It would be incredible.
Anyways, let's get into the fucking subjects, please. And my phone's at 4%.
Why is it at 4%?
Because I can't plug it in while I have headphones plugged in. Thank you, Apple, for removing the headset, you stupid motherfuckers. I hope you die, Tim Cook.
This is chaotic.
To the FBI, that is not a death threat. I just want him to die.
I have a suggestion. Why don't you just microwave your phone? It'll instantly charge it.
I've actually microwaved it.
Why not?
I microwaved the phone before. It smelled like top
ramen.
Done.
Why would you microwave a phone?
Because it was an old phone that I got for $20. I got a new one. I was like, you know what? I'm going to record and put this in the microwave. It stopped recognizing Wi-Fi. It stopped recognizing data.
Wouldn't that also,
and it
like,
smelled like top ramen.
Wouldn't that also like damage your microwave, though? That's just a bad idea all around.
Speaking of which...
It'll blow up.
Speaking of microwaves breaking, my microwave that I did that in broke yesterday. When you put something in and you just see like a fucking lightning bolt fucking go across. My dad just said, yeah, nope, threw it outside.
Damn.
Anyways, let's get into the second subject since I talked about the first one earlier. Nirvana, because I told you guys about this in the group chat the other day. You know the Nevermind cover with the fucking baby swimming and... God fucking, I'm gonna fucking kill you in your fucking sleep, Evie. I fucking swear, you fucking Daft Com. I'm gonna fucking and kill
All right,
you.
Try me. Come at me.
Anyways.
Can't even come up with good death threats?
No, I'm too lazy. I'm trying to rest because my phone's going to die. Please, help
me. You know, have you ever seen a catfight?
Plane into your house and then bash your skull with the debris.
Have you guys ever seen a catfight?
All the time, my dogs try and fight cats all the time.
Cat versus cat. This is technically.
I've only seen pug versus cat.
There's a fine line between masochism and straight up suicide, Don.
No, I'm both. I mean, what? Anyways,
masochism requires you to be alive.
Yeah. So if I bash your head in with debris, chances are you're gonna die.
It's the most likely outcome, yes.
Yeah. There's like a small chance you're survive, but you're gonna have severe brain damage for the rest of your life.
I already have severe brain damage. I'm friends with you, anyways. If you enjoy eating spicy food, you're kind of into BDSM because the chemical in chili peppers that makes them spicy is called capsaicin. I'm looking through a fucking TikTok, which stimulates your pain receptors, which means there's a non-zero chance that the first person to try and enjoy having their pain receptors stimulated this way.
I very rarely have any.
Was often a stranger to the face. Punish me harder than, anyways.
Oh no.
I very rarely ever have any spices.
I love spicy food. I eat spicy shit all the fucking time. I've been trying to get my hands on the one trip challenge. I did the 2020 version, and it killed me. I was able to go 10 minutes without drinking milk or anything before I chugged 2 glasses of milk, ate some bread, and fucking went and passed out on my couch for 18 hours.
I feel bad for every plan out there that made its own self-defense system for years. It spent years getting its own self-defense system so that nothing would kill it. And we just ignore it, and we actually think it's good, so we harvest them for it.
Like, coffee was... The entire point is that it has so much caffeine that it can physically hurt a fucking animal. Like, and we're just like, drink coffee every day.
Caffeine is actually kind of, like, you know... It's not recommended to actually eat pure caffeine.
That's not going to stop me. I'm going to snort caffeine anyways.
I want to chug.
I need to get into the subject. My phone's now at 2%.
I do it then, nerd. You can't.
Nevermind cover for that Nirvana made where it was just a baby swimming. It was for the Nevermind album. The baby that was in the album, the baby, anyway. Now that they're like 30 fucking years old or some shit, they've decided, you know what, I want money, and are suing both the living members of the band, and they're going for Kurt Cobain's estate. They're going for a dead person's estate. And that's already fucking
Craig enough. Again, that is very messed up.
Agreed, Craig. Anyways, another thing that's fucked up about this, though. Another thing that makes this fucked up is the fact that, like, the person has literally recreated the cover for the album multiple fucking times. Avi, sorry. Okay. But what do you guys think of that? Avi, your mic has completely died, or you're just not talking. I can't tell.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Avi is a convicted felon.
Did you just say
too
yeah?
much of a gamer.
Too much gaming. I am now wanted by all countries. I am wanted in several countries for gaming too hard.
Actually,
15.
Actually, if you only keep the first two letters of gaming, then a lot of people are actually breaking the law in a lot of places because of the first two words of gaming.
Words? Sorry,
first two letters. I'm dumb.
Z-A?
No, say it together. Pronounce it.
Yay! gaming, more like gaming. I'm gaming while being very gay.
Exactly.
Just gaming while kissing someone. And
what?
It doesn't gaming. Sound too bad.
Agreed. Anyways, I'm gonna go get my boyfriend after I'm done with this. Now that I have that idea.
Hi, Craig again. I am a child groomer.
What the fuck? Okay. Abby, you definitely have to edit that one. No. That was too far. Too far.
Hey, done. You do realize that in putting me here, I have no filter. This is your own mistake for allowing me to be here.
But why was that the first thing that came to mind? What the fuck?
Technically, it wasn't the first thing that came to mind. I called Avi a fallen first.
Yeah. I agreed to it for some reason.
And also talked about the KKK. So, yeah, it wasn't the first thing that came to mind.
Avi, I'm sorry for the amount of editing you're going to have to do for Avi here.
Alright, I can work. I don't know.
The good thing is, it's multi-track now, so you can just edit them out.
If it doesn't show up as multi-track, I'm going to sue Craig.
No, I've checked it. It does actually put, like, it gives you multiple files.
Try me. I will destroy you. I am Craig, the almighty god.
Craig.
Die.
Craigslist. Craigslist.
Anyways, we
also, that's why it's Craigslist, because it's his hit list.
Anyways, let's quickly talk about how good our spice intolerance is. Avi, how good is your spice intolerance?
It's three times spicy noodle thing that kind of nearly killed me, even though it was diluted, like, half. Not all that good, but I like the pain. Sorta.
Yeah, okay. You're a masochist. Anyways, what about you, Abby?
Mine is virtually infinite, just because I have endless determination, and I will do anything, even if it kills me. Just
to prove
a point.
Determination. I'm sorry, I had to.
Yeah, I am filled with determination. Yes.
Ali is Undertale? Confirmed?
Undertale?
Undertale isn't real.
Undertale will be real in
what
10
minutes. What a surprise.
Sand Undertale.
Sand.
Sand Undertale.
Okay, I'm gonna go quickly grab my charger.
Undertale? What about Overtale?
I'm gonna go quickly grab my charger. Addy, don't say anything to get us canned.
I like how that joke was so bad, she just completely ignored it.
Sand Undertale.
You know what? Just because it was so bad, I'm gonna say it 1,000 times. And it's not bad, so don't edit it out.
Fine.
Undertale, what about Overtale? Undertale, what about Overtale? Undertale, what about Overtale?
Undertale, 10 million years later. Flatline.
Oh god, you're flatlining.
Fun fact, that was actually part of a joke where I pretended to die. So yeah, you got it, Dawn, despite
not being here.
Good job.
Yes, your mic died right there for some reason. Anyway.
I know. Anyway, Undertale, what about Overtale?
Anyways, that's the end of this episode of Ocean. I'm kidding. I didn't talk about my spice intolerance, so what the fuck did I just break? That's fine. Anyways, my spice intolerance is actually getting worse lately because I've been not eating as much spicy shit, which I'm going to try and fix because right now my sister is getting a spicy chicken sandwich from me, but it's only from Popeyes. I don't think there's Are they that spicy?
Cool. Anyway, now can we talk about Jaden's spice intolerance?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying intolerance because Doritos are not spicy, Jaden.
Yeah, okay. Also, Avi, is your mic just dead or are you not talking? I can't tell anymore.
I'm just really quiet right now.
Oh, okay.
But seriously, Jaden, how? How are they spicy in any way? They aren't. They just aren't.
I even messaged him thinking maybe you were just joking, but I messaged him like, well, you really think regular, like, I not even those spicy options are really that spicy. Like, they don't really affect me at all.
Yeah, exactly. And spicy Doritos aren't even that spicy, regular Doritos aren't spicy at all.
Did they mean like not the nacho cheese ones? What the fuck are they?
Pretty sure they just meant regular original Doritos with their dumb cheese thing.
Yes, yeah, so nacho cheese. Those are not. What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure they were just talking about regular cat and normal Doritos.
So nacho cheese. Those are the like regular, I guess.
Quote, I'm bored. I find Doritos spicy. By Jaden.
Jaden, what the... How do you find...
I replied, just regular Doritos? They replied, yes. I asked why. They replied, what do you mean by why? I replied, why do you find them spicy? And they simply said, I don't know. But like, how though? They're just Doritos. Regular, normal Doritos.
I don't know. I don't know what else to really talk about.
Oh, did we already go through the subject list?
I barely had any subjects written down. I could not think of anything to really talk about.
What about the Mario movie?
Oh, right. Oh, fuck, that's... Okay, yeah, let's talk about the fucking shit Mario
Chris movie. Pratt.
Chris Pratt is fucking as Mario.
Not Chris Pratt. Crisp Rat.
Okay. Crisp Rat was... Crisp Rat is Mario in the new Mario movie. Why? Like, he's decent in Guardians of the Galaxy, but as Mario...
I mean, okay.
It's
animated.
There's
a chance that he might actually just blow everyone away, and that it's actually, like, a really good performance.
But Danny DeVito was right there! Danny DeVito and Mario would be amazing. Come on. Come on, Nintendo. You know I'm
Jack
right.
Jack Black, Bowsette.
No, not Bowsette. No. Anyway, as Peach, it was like Anna Taylor-Joy or something. I can't judge that because I don't know who the fuck that is. So, like, who knows? Maybe it'll be good. As Luigi, we have Charlie fucking Day. It's All Sunny in Philadelphia and shit like that.
In fact, despite hearing about that, I've never seen that man before. Ever.
Have you never watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Nope.
Okay. Watch it. Do you have Hulu?
No.
I will give you my Hulu password. Anyway.
What do you need your Hulu password?
Because you are watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You will. It has Danny DeVito. That's all
what
I have to say.
What? Wi-Fi and Wanna.
Also, cast-wise, I don't, like, personally, that Pratt wouldn't be my first choice for Mario either.
Yeah, like, it literally, like, for the entire cast, except for, like, I don't know, it just seems like they got a dirt board. They were like, okay, whoever this lands on is Mario.
Okay, but in the past, before, there's been a lot of performances that people didn't think would work, but somehow have. Like, for instance, friggin' Pikachu.
Pika, Pika.
In the Pokemon movie. Voiced by Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, maybe that Chris Pratt will actually do a good job at Mario. We just don't know it. Because by the looks of it, he has an alright voice range. I've seen a few of his performances on other stuff, apart from Guardians of the Galaxy. But there's also room for disappointment. And that just makes me imagine a world where Mario sounds exactly like...
Chris Pratt.
Just regular Chris Pratt.
Just it's-a-me, Mario.
I can't exactly imagine him. Like, I know he's working on his own, like, little, like, voice and all for him, but...
Personally,
if I were to Man, obviously, I wouldn't go for, like, you know, just an all-star class. Like one, I would like to see other talent, maybe even the iconic voice, right? Like, are you at this point as an iconic voice?
Yeah, like that's
all the games and stuff. But that could have been a good
one. One reason, Ryan, can you shut the fuck up for 1 second, Addy, please? No. The reason Ryan Reynolds worked as Pikachu is
you said the reason Allie. I'm Pikachu
all,
now.
First of all, it's Ryan fucking Reynolds. Second of all,
fair
he
point.
Has voice for it. Third of all, iconic voice. Fourth of all, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Like, say,
Ryan
Pikachu
Reynolds
didn't exactly
do anything.
I mean, he is gone. Pikachu's voice is basically just Ryan Reynolds.
They, like, Kenji didn't exactly, like, have an iconic voice, per se. I mean, like, there's a voice actor, but, like, all it was is just, you know, Pika Pika, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you gotta have the humor. You gotta have a little bit of humor from Ryan. So, like, you know, I personally think it was a good, you know. considering the story.
I have no idea why, but I just thought of this dumbest idea of, like, imagine every small, cute character in all existence being voiced by just random grown men. And one of them, and, like, imagine Kirby sounding like a Discord mod.
Yes.
Oh, we lost Don.
All right.
I wonder why.
Rip battery.
I wonder if she heard that part that I said about
shucks.
Discord mod voicing Kirby. Cause that'd be great. Oh, hi.
I actually have to go. So, this is now the end.
Did you hear what I said about the Discord mod voicing Kirby?
No, but I have to go. So, this is now the end of episode 6 of OceanCast. It exists now. Goodbye.
Yeah, we're not part of the KKK, so that's cool.
Oh my god. Stop.
No.
Okay. Avi, have fun editing. And Craig,